Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome back to the Movieverse, your best source for movie and TV show content. I am Ben, your co-host. We are Ben and Ken. This is
Kendrick,
a.k.a.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lemur, Kendrick Lemur.
BMT.
Benji Boob.
BMT.
Benji Boo Thing. always just having fun, two chill dudes talking about movies and TV. Thanks for being back on another episode with us. If you're new here, make sure that you...
like and subscribe. Check us out on all platforms. Check us out on TikTok. Check us out on Instagram. Check us out...
No. I'm waiting.
Oh, okay. Let's wait a sec.
Are you doing it? I don't see you doing it.
All you have to do is just one button.
All right. I saw it. Thank you.
Did you feel it, though?
Repentance is good. What else can they follow us on, Ken?
If you feel it, chase it. They can follow us on TikTok, Instagram. We have a lot of our short-term content there, short-form content, and then audio platforms as well, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, if you just want to hear the audio versions.
There you go. Again, we're back with another full movie review. This full movie review is brought to you by Hamnet. No, I'm kidding. Not brought to you by Hamnet, but we are talking about the movie Hamnet. Before we get into our movie review, as always... Oh, that sound is crazy. Snap, crackle, pop. Cheers to a good review and a good episode. Oh, man.
First sip's always the best.
Yeah, it is
the ones best. After won't be as good.
There's nothing like the first sip. There really isn't. How's your Coke? Your Coke
it's
good?
Perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My Mountain Dew Baja Blast Zero is...
Yeah. Be more perfect if it wasn't
crazy
zero,
fire.
Whatever.
Oh, gosh.
It has to be zero, of course.
No. Are you kidding me? Zero is not... No, zero is great. Mountain Dew Zero is fantastic.
Okay.
You don't drink Mountain Dew. You can't have a...
Regular Baja Blast.
Okay, but you don't have... You can't have an opinion on this. You don't drink Mountain Dew like I do, okay?
I've drank that.
No.
It's still pretty good. Right. For zero, it's pretty good. I'll say
whatever.
That.
So you're saying you know that Mountain Dew Zero is
regular
not as good as
still no. better.
Okay. All right. This isn't what the podcast is about, Kendrick. Let's move on.
Someday we'll have an episode about sodas. We'll rank them.
We're here to talk about Hamnet. As always, we do a full movie review, 10 to 15 minutes on the movie. We will talk to you about what we liked about the movie, what we're mixed on, what we didn't like. We will then give you our score on the movie out of 5, out of 10, and we will tell you where it ranks on our year. We've both seen over 100 movies of the new releases this year.
Yep.
That's a lot of movies, so we can give you a really good idea on where this movie falls for the year. And then we always ask the big question we ask on this podcast, which is...
Does it belong in the movie multiverse or in a forgotten timeline left to rot away?
Yes, sir. We're trying to build our own Criterion collection, if you know what I mean. So
yeah,
we're deciding which movies we like to keep around and which ones we want to forget about.
True. Forget about it.
I like that. I'm glad you said that because I was thinking it in my head. All right. Well, let's get into what we want to talk about today. Hamnet, if you don't know, to give you a little synopsis on the movie.
Tell them what it's about.
This is based off of a book that was written that's the author was kind of envisioning why the story of Hamlet in the play, the very famous play, one of William Shakespeare's most famous plays, why that story might have come from his son Hamnet. who passed away at 11 years old.
Yes.
And so this is kind of a reimagining of that childhood and the early life, historical fiction, but a very beautiful, tragic story.
Yes.
That revolves around William Shakespeare, his wife Agnes, Agnes. And yeah, let's get into it. A lot to like here. Let's go ahead and start off with what we liked. Do you want to start? Or do you want me to start?
I can start. Yes, but really like the movie, so we'll start there. I mean, I'll get a little bit into, I guess, mixed or whatever. But really, there's a lot to like here. I do think it's going to get a lot of Oscar buzz. I'll say that first off. Tell me the girl's name again.
Jessie Buckley.
Jessie Buckley. I can't remember her last name. Jessie Buckley deserves Best Actress. Like, she should win it.
Like, not even, I mean, I don't even know if it's
close. I don't think it's close. She actually carries the movie a lot.
Yeah, she does.
I do like Paul Mescal a lot in this. I mean, the entire cast is really great.
Yes.
There's not a bad actor in here, but she definitely is the standout. And I think he could get a nomination, but he doesn't deserve the win. But she deserves the win. 100%. Nomination and win. If she doesn't get the win, I'll be very shocked. I don't know who else it would go to.
Yeah.
So yeah, she hands down delivers this like emotional performance that I thought was... Yeah, one of the best actress performances I've seen in a while.
In a while. Probably. I'm glad you said that.
In the past years.
I get chills even just thinking about it now. Yeah, like her performance
has to carry a lot here. She's very...
Yes.
She's taken on all the emotional toll and probably, I would say, the main character, to be honest.
Yes.
Even if it's called Hamnet and it's about Shakespeare, who's arguably so famous. You know, like, she's the main character here.
Yes.
And a lot of it really is what she has to deal with, to be honest. So, yeah, the movie is very... emotional, like it is tragic,
extremely. This is the ironclaw of 2025.
100%. That's the best way to say it. But it's beautiful at the same time. And because it's so beautiful is what makes it so tragic, because there is a lot of like amazing happiness in this movie that, you know, gets taken away. And I think that's what makes it so real, and that's why I think it's such a good, you know, interpretation of what could have really happened and how things went down in Shakespeare's life during this time, with the son. By the way, the son, great actor as well.
Dude, can we talk about
the actors I've seen?
I was gonna say, can we talk about the kids in general in that movie?
Yeah, all the kids were great, but him too, Hamnet. Like, I don't know,
so good
who that kid is, but he was phenomenal.
Dude,
he made me love him instantly. Like, he was very adorable, but also very mature and very like, didn't seem scripted at all. He was very natural.
He has a very emotional moment in the movie that
he does
easily, but like, it's not an
easy
script.
He's not cringy in any way,
and it's not an easy script. Like, I would say that. Dialogue.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm. That I know you're knowing what I'm talking about. Like, I think that specific sequence or scene, not an easy acted scene.
No.
Like, he does a very good job.
Yeah. His emotions are so believable. Like, yeah, he is a phenomenal kid actor. So I hope he has a very promising career going forward.
It reignited my belief that there are good child actors out there, because...
Hard to find.
There's times where you watch movies and you're like...
Yeah, he kind of sets the bar really high. Like, I don't know if most could match that level, to be honest.
No.
But he went above and beyond.
Yes.
So yeah, overall, the whole family itself, great actors, great dialogue. No complaints there whatsoever. I think, at the end of the day, it just had really beautiful themes to it. Really, it's so sad because of how real it probably was and how it could be such a real story for a family, even in that time period. With sickness and with death and all this stuff, and to really get to I think the whole crux of it is just to see like what could have inspired the Hamlet story is kind of what this is all about, and the way they cap that all off and everything is beautiful and perfect. I think it's just one that makes you think, and it makes you like kind of realize, like, I think how death can be so tragic, and how like you can miss out on certain things, and how like you can take death and turn it into something beautiful in a lot of ways, and kind of how to take that grief and turn it into something, which I think a lot of art is about.
I think, and it's cool that it's done in a way that's not even necessarily reflective of the actual incident. It's like the play itself isn't something that is the same story.
The play is not the same story.
But he like resurrects the individual in a way into like a hero, or at least a person that's also going through tragedy and hardship and loss. And I think that also was I think it's cool to see that as almost like a gift to Agnes from William Shakespeare.
It was
almost like, hey, I know and I realize that I don't know exactly what you're going through with all of this to the same extent. Because you could see that they were both kind of struggling with that. Like Will definitely wasn't feeling it in the same way she was.
Yeah.
And I think it was beautiful to see how he said, like, okay, I can resurrect your son in a way that is like...
Yeah. Like pay a tribute to him.
Pay a tribute to him. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Kind of give his own goodbye to him.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's beautiful for both of them. Both of their characters, for sure.
Yes. And then, I mean, even outside of that, it's just like beautifully shot. I'd say one of the best shot of the year.
Yeah.
There's just gorgeous shots in here. Even where they filmed it looked gorgeous to me.
Yes.
Colors. Settings were gorgeous. It was cool to see even the globe, the play. I mean, the place where he does all his plays was sick.
That was so cool.
Now it's a place I really want to go to someday.
No, seriously.
And it's awesome to me. It's still around, but,
and it was done so...
What's
the word?
Just like it. Like it was real.
Yeah, I was going to say like it looked so perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just think, beautifully shot, beautifully put together, like a great script and a great story, even though it's a tragic one. Like it's not one I'm like over here, like, wow, like I would be excited to get my heart broken again to watch it. But like, wow, I would, you know, like if I wanted to get in my feels and experience that, this would be one I would watch.
Yeah. Cause it's an amazing movie. So it's easy to say, okay, I'll do that.
Very well done. I see it getting a lot of Oscar buzz. And yeah, I loved a lot about it. What did you like?
Yeah, no, I'll ditto everything you said. I think one thing I'll add is that I'm grateful this wasn't a 2.5 hour movie. I think that it's cool. I feel like movies nowadays that are done like this, what's the word for them? I feel like there's lots of movies like this that are like passion projects in a way, or just like movies that are very dialogue driven or story driven that are always 2.5 hours long. I feel like all Oscar movies, all award movies are 2.5 hours long nowadays.
Yeah.
And it was cool to see that this movie is 1 hour 59 minutes. It probably sounds stupid, but I don't know. I think I can sit down and watch a 4 hour movie. That's not the problem. I just think it's refreshing to see somebody. Sometimes I feel like there's just too much in movies.
Yeah.
And I do feel like this movie could have easily been one that I expected it to be 2.5 hours and it wasn't, and I liked that. Like it felt it moved.
It's not trying to be super artsy.
Yes, that's the way to put it.
That's the annoying thing. Like it actually cared about its story a lot, and it didn't try to get so deep with it that it's abstract.
Thank
it was
you.
Just like, here's the story.
That's the perfect way to put it, and that's what I was going for.
That's what
so
we love.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, I couldn't quite put that into words.
We both work with that better.
Yes, exactly. I love artsy stuff when they're done right.
Yeah.
And I think this does its artsy things, but it's done in a leashed way. Like it doesn't allow itself to be off leash and do too much.
Exactly.
Like Smashing Machine, for instance, way too much going on.
Yes.
This like finds its way to find the part of the story. That's the other thing. Another prop to this movie. I said this was what's wrong with Smashing Machine. It felt like the writer and director couldn't pick and choose what he wanted the story to really be about and what he really wanted to grab onto and what parts of the story he wanted to grab onto. So you just have all these pieced together scenes. This movie feels like you're skipping through time, but it's doing it in a way that's all a cohesive, connected narrative and story. Mm-hmm. So you're never getting these side plots. You're never getting these side characters. Like everything is a complete unit, cohesive story. And that makes it so that one, it's not as long. Two, you just consistently care about each scene. You're in there. You're in the movie and nothing really draws you out of the movie. So big pluses to this movie and big props to Chloe Zhao. And I can't remember the other person that helped with this one.
Yeah.
The co-wrote. But you guys did an amazing job here on that front because I think a lot of movies go away from that. So
especially the ones going for the Oscars.
Exactly. And we know honestly, this one's going so for much. It. So it's cool to see that.
Yes.
And then, I get chills thinking about Jessie Buckley's performance. One of the best female performances I've seen in years. Genuinely one I'd put on like a pedestal of like top 10, top 5 performances all time. It's it's like, it makes me feel emotional just thinking about it. It's such a tragic story, and she completely carries the movie.
Yeah, she does.
And it's just in such a beautiful, painful way. And I just couldn't help but like feel her pain.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Facts, that's a good
when
way to
things
say it.
Started to happen, I just was like feeling it. And that's why even right now, while I'm thinking about the story and her acting and her performance, like it's still hitting me. And I think that's powerful and that's really cool. So yeah, there is nobody that comes close to her acting performance this year. It's not there.
It's true.
There's other great actresses and other great performances this year, but hers is one that's going to sit with me for a long, long time. And she just killed it. And then yeah, Paul Mescal's great. He's awesome. He always is. Of course. He's one of my up and comers that I'm like, yeah, I'll watch everything he's in.
Yeah, agreed.
I think he's awesome. His performance though isn't the defining performance of the movie.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Movie,
exactly.
And it's not even the one that it's writing to be the defining performance of the movie. Like, this is definitely centered around Jesse Buckley's character, which I love, Anya. So, yeah, well shot, well put together, well acted. And then yeah, I talked about the kids, like some of the best youth acting I've seen in a long time too. Yeah. So just really good movie. Let's get into what we're mixed on. Do you want me to go first on that, or do you want to go first?
Sure. One more thing I forgot to say about what I liked. I can't believe I forgot it. The music was great. The score was so beautiful.
Something I was forgetting.
Yeah,
thank you.
I don't know why I didn't think of that, but the score, it has this beautiful piano moments and
amazing.
Every scene. Yeah. It just has it was relaxing, but also tragic. Like, yeah,
worked and then perfectly.
Yeah, and then the ending song. What's
On the Nature of Daylight.
Yeah.
Anytime you use that song.
And I was like, let's go.
When I heard the first few notes of it, I was like, no way they're using this song, because that's just going to destroy me.
Same. It's like just to walk out, to end the movie just sitting there with that song. Yeah.
Because you could, that, and I love that it plays into the credits. You could sit there for probably 5 minutes listening to that song after the movie and not move.
And the score, score was just great. I think it fit the movie really, really well. It's tons of piano, but it's great.
Yep. Glad you brought that up, because that's literally one of the first lines of my review was on the nature of daylight and the score. Like, just beautiful score. And you're right, it is simple piano music, but it's done in such a beautiful way.
Beautiful.
Like, I honestly could be one of my favorites of the year just because of how simple and beautiful it is.
Yeah.
All right, mixed. Not much I mixed on here. I think the only thing's keeping me from a 5 out of 5 and a perfect score on this movie, and we'll tell you our scores in a second. But I think that there's not much that I can really cling to. Like, this movie's really close to it. I think it's hard for me personally to give something a 5 out of 5 sometimes when it is so tragic, because it is kind of sometimes a little hard to be like, that's one of my favorite movies of all time. Like, I just don't feel like it's quite that. I will say though, after I got done with it, like I could literally picture it in, like, if I had like a bookshelf of movies that were favorites, like it wouldn't hurt me to have it in there. So that's the hard thing. Like, I think it is such a beautiful movie and it's unique in its own way, but I think there are just, there's something I think holding back from me calling it like a favorite. And for me, a 5 out of 5 movie needs to be a complete centered favorite movie of all time. Because of how you can tell, I don't have much to back it up. It could easily be one that if I rewatched or watched over the years, could be a personal favorite of mine, but I wasn't quite feeling like favorite movie of all time from this movie, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. That probably sounds stupid, but
no.
And maybe you'll say something. I'm like, oh yeah, I did feel that, but it's just not much I can really pick on that I can think of.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, what I'm mixed on personally, like, really, like, the thing at the end of the day, two things that come to mind, really. Number one, I did like the runtime, and I didn't ever feel bored, but there were moments that I felt were slow.
It is a dialogue, story-driven film.
It is.
So, I guess,
they take a lot of their time, I think, with the setting up to get to our tragedy and all that sort of stuff, but like, it does have to be there, so I can't really hate
on
that.
And it's done in the right way. Like, I feel like it skips through things pretty well.
It does. So it's like, I never was sitting there like, this is a drag, but I also, there were moments I was kind of like, okay, like, I'm feeling a little bit of the slowness, maybe we could pick it up a little, or maybe I just wanted certain things focused on a little more. I think the second thing that ties into that really is, I think I still just wanted a little more Shakespeare personally, or at least to get more into the creation of Hamlet and like,
Oh, you know, actually, yeah, I could agree with that.
Yeah, it's kind of
like some sequences or shots of him there in London writing Hamlet or going through that process in some way.
Uh-huh. And I think every time they would go to that, it just kind of didn't feel like you got to see much of the production of her or where his head was at while making it, really.
No, and I think the problem is it is so centralized on Agnes' character.
Exactly.
Like, you're not really...
And those are all perfect moments.
And honestly, it's like the tragedy, because like... I'm thinking of one scene in particular where they do go to him in London, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's helping with a few of the actors on the script.
Same. Yes.
And like, the scene definitely isn't even focused on the actual script or the play or the Shakespearean aspect of it. It is just a father in the midst of tragedy. Yes. That's really all that scene is. Like, the camera's just focused on his head. You can tell he's emotional.
Yes.
You can tell he's affected. He's in his head, mm-hmm. but at the same time, he's still trying to do his job with the script. And I think so part of it for me is like, okay, I think the focus of the movie is so much on just like trying to not steer away from the tragedy, which I respect, but I would have loved maybe, I'm glad you said that. I didn't even think of it. That's one I would have loved seeing some scenes where he's like emotionally diving into writing it in some way.
That's kind of what I was like thinking would happen, because I mean, that is kind of the point of the movie.
Good point.
Even though it is about Jesse Buckley's character and everything.
And I wonder, do you know if the book does a little bit more of that?
I don't know. I wonder. But you know, I think what it's trying to really get at is like, oh yeah, he makes this very famous play because of this tragedy.
Yeah.
And so I was loving how we do the tragedy and everything, but I think after that, it kind of speed runs it a little, where
to the surprise,
to kind of like the, oh yeah, like here's the play.
Surprise for Agnes.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all well done, but it's just like, I'm like, oh yeah, I wanted to kind of see more of where his headspace was at, more of his emotions, mm-hmm. more of how he was going to decide to write this story, and seeing more of his emotional side to it after we go through all the tragedy of the family at home. So
yeah, we just don't see enough of him in London.
And
we're not asking for a lot there. I think maybe just like a good couple scenes.
I think a few more scenes. Just getting his side and his emotions all that. So that's like kind of mixed, because like you still get great stuff with it. You still get the play and all that. So it's like, there was parts I liked about that, but I think that's the one thing that held me back a little from making it a perfect five.
Good.
Because I think that would have extra hit the emotions for me to see more of him and what he was going through with it to create this famous story. But instead, we just get the emotional side of the actual tragedy and from the family, from the mom. But I wanted to see more of his too, because I think that would have made it emotionally a little more impactful, even though it already was a freaking impactful movie. I mean, I cried a bunch, but
yeah, it's definitely something that is like it's a mini teeter tottering effect.
Exactly.
Like,
it's something, and I think that would have elevated it to a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
But it wasn't quite there.
And I would say, I guess I've always forget, like, if I'm speaking mixed, just what I could see mixed for some people, I would add to the fact that this is a story-driven, dialogue-driven film.
Yes.
And so you're going to feel an hour and 59 minutes a little bit more than other movies, just because it's not like an action film.
Yep.
So if you're not somebody that's into story-driven, dialogue-driven movies, this probably... I mean, I still think you would respect the heck out of the movie, because I don't think there's much to hate here. But it may not be your... Mm-hmm. 4.5 out of 5 or 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 5 movie. It may be more of like a 3.5 out of 5, like, good one watch. I respect it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think the trailers really did it good. Like, I think the trailer,
I don't think really, you'd go see it expecting.
Yeah. If you different. Watch that trailer, it's like, it was what the trailer was delivering on, in my opinion. So
good point. And then didn't like surprise for me. I don't have anything that I disliked about the movie. Personally.
No. Like, there's just things I think could be tweaked a little bit, but once again, I was mixed on that, because I did like some of it. So I don't know. Yeah, there's nothing I can say was actively like bad or that I had a problem with besides those little tweaks.
And I'm glad I hadn't even thought of the little tweak of the, it's almost like the end of the second act, beginning of the third act kind of thing.
Yes.
It's like right in that spot. Could have used more depth.
Yes.
Because when you get to the actual, what do they call it? Do you know what they call that?
The play?
Yeah. Do you know what they call the globe? That's what they call it. That's so sick. Oh, that's such a dope.
I know, right?
When you get to the globe, like, oh, that's perfect. Everything leading up to, I'd say, the tragedy, and the tragedy itself is perfect. So I think you add a little bit more depth just in between with Shakespeare.
To close it off. Helped.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go into our score on the movie. For me, it was a 4.5 out of 5. If you couldn't tell, not quite 5 out of 5, but 4.5. And it's a high 4.5 for me. On my year, it is number 7 out of, let's see, 120?
That's your six, actually.
Oh, six. Okay.
Six out of 120.
Six out of 120. Cool. So,
yeah, one of your favorite of the year?
One of my favorites of the year, for sure. I've got it. So, right now, I've got in my top 10, I'll just tell you real quick. I got Sinners, number one, Life of Chuck, One Battle After Another, Fantastic Four. That's my top four. And then my next four is Train Dreams, Hamnet, Wake Up Dead Man, and Eternity. So,
cool.
It's kind of what rounds it out.
Awesome. I give it a 4.5 out of 5 as well. I actually haven't put it in my year yet, so you're going to get a live ranking right now.
Live ranking right now.
Live ranking.
Everybody.
Ben, give me a drum roll.
Witness this.
That's a mid drum roll. That's better.
I was going ham there.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's see. It is going to be up towards the top.
Okay, wait. Bro.
Not decided yet. Let's see.
That's probably really loud in your ears. I'm sorry. Drum roll.
Let's go number 5 right
okay,
there, I think.
Okay, I
right
love
now
it.
It is 5 out of...
yeah, 78.
5 out of 75. There
you
go. In our top 10s, yeah.
7 cool. out of 125 out of 75.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, one of the movies of the year for sure.
Yeah.
Tragedy of the year, yeah. Story of the year, whatever you want to call it. Fantastic movie, gonna win Oscars.
Yeah, predicting at least nominations best. At least.
Yes,
yeah,
sorry, but. I should say that. Going to be nominated for a ton.
Should be clinched, but we'll
clinched
see.
For sure. Yeah, they just need to engrave her name on the award now, to be honest. And all of them, like, I know that sometimes there's like, oh, give the Golden Globe to so and so, or the Critics' Choice Award to so and so. Every award,
yeah.
Jesse Buckley through and through.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, well, big question, Kendrick. Does this movie earn a place in the movie multiverse, or should we place it in a forgotten timeline? What would you say?
Belongs in the movie multiverse, 100%.
Put it on that shelf.
Solid like, spot in there.
Yep, solid spot. All right, guys, there's our review on Hamnet. If you guys saw it and have any other thoughts,
let us know.
Please hit us up with those thoughts. Disliked it, liked it, anything all in between, let us know. This week coming up, well, want to give a shout out. Make sure you're following again on TikTok, especially, yeah. But also, you know, Instagram and YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But because we are going to be posting clips, we'll be covering some other movies, just maybe not a yep. full movie review. Jay Kelly just dropped on Netflix. There will be a quick review on that. Uh-huh. You'll see a quick review on current, our Secret Lives yeah. of Mormon Wives take. So
current movie news.
Current yeah. movie news.
So we got lots of clips all over.
Yep. So make sure you go check those out. And next week we'll be coming to you with remember what it is.
Is it Avatar? Is that yet? Is that later?
It's the 15th, so... Holy cow.
Is that this is. Week?
I think check... Let's check. We're doing a live check right now.
Maybe the 13th this week.
What's the...
This is the week right here.
That should be it.
Is it? We'll see.
No, I do think it's... The no, week. It's the 18th.
Oh, is it the 18th? It's okay. So
wait, or not the 18th. What's 10... 7 days from... It's the week before Christmas. I don't know
so,
why I'm
yeah,
blanking.
So it would be not this week. But
okay, so the next week. All right, so then what's this week? We're doing a live check right now for you guys. I know Sentimental Value came out this weekend as well, so we can watch Sentimental Value.
Ellen McKay. Shiny, yeah. No, I don't know. Is there nothing?
Sentimental Value, yep. Maybe what we go see, if okay. it's still out, because I know yeah, it's out right now.
Some random stuff I don't know in here. But.
Is Sentimental Value still listed there? Or is it getting limited? Is it the one that's up there?
No, I don't see it.
I know it's out right now.
We'll figure it out.
Anyways, we'll find a movie to fully review. If you have any thoughts or ideas or movies that you want us to see and review, let us know. Enjoy your week in the movieverse. Thank you.